98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Captain Coyote, Shane Doan, with Burns and Gambo.
I'm associated with the Burns and Gambo. It's okay with Burns, but the Gambo part makes it a little bit tough.
Now.
Our weekly visit with the former member of the Coyotes and our good friend of the show, Shane Doan.
How did he do this week? How did his fantasy football team do?
Hey, seriously?
I don't know. I'm just figuring it out now. I swear I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I had an injury, and when I went to pick him up, they didn't pick him up until the day of the morning of the Sunday morning. And I forgot to turn him over until his game started, and then because of that, it cost me, and I lost again.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're 1-5.
You're a joke.
I know.
You're 1-5.
And I've still got more points than half the guys.
Even though I didn't have
a full lineup.
You're an embarrassment. I mean, honestly, you can't be in this league anymore after this year.
I know.
I mean, you can't.
You know what? I'm going to take my net and go home like other people I know.
Oh!
I'm just going to quit and take my net and go home.
Oh. You know what? Hey, listen, I'm like Ray Bourque. I went out with the championship, man. Me and Ray Bourque have something in common. Win the championship, win the cup, and then just retire. You know what that's like? Yeah. No, guys like you that have never been able to win,
you've got to keep
playing and keep striving to do what I've already done. Finish on top, donor.
Actually, I'm getting my trophy sent to me for my fantasy baseball league right now, so I'm really excited about that.
You're in a fantasy baseball league?
I did. I was. Well, I am, yeah. It's a keeper league. It's sick. It's so much fun.
Mm, okay, so. Yeah. It's got to be more fun than this when you're 1-5, dude. That's really bad.
Hey, it's okay. It's
a humbling experience.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. You got to understand. Sometimes you got to lose before you can win.
Hey, listen, nobody knows more about losing than you do. So,
yeah.
All right. Hey, I want to ask you. We're going to talk about Kyler Murray here. You know, with Fitz getting older, being the face of the franchise. I remember vividly when you became the face of this franchise. It was after the playoffs, and you could kind of see the changing of the guard from Tkachuk to you. Tepo was getting older, and so was Jeremy, and so was Keith, and Tak was going to be gone, and you could just see that you were going to be the face of this franchise. Do you remember when you became the face of the Coyotes?
I was never ever like the guy that was like everyone was excited about. I was more the guy that's just been around for a long time, and so everyone was like, hey, he's still here. And that was probably more the way it worked for me, where someone like Kyler Murray coming in and getting it handed off from somebody like Larry Fitzgerald, who isn't just a face. He is maybe the face of the NFL at times when it comes to just who they want to promote so much, because he does so many things well and right. To have someone like Kyler Murray come along is pretty special, and the Cardinals are pretty lucky to have a talent like that step in to a situation where he can learn from someone like Larry in the way that it's supposed to be, and that's pretty cool, and that doesn't happen too often.
I want to play a soundbite for you. This is what got us starting to talk about this off the air during our show meeting today. This is Cliff Kingsbury today, and he was talking about the progress that Kyler is making, not just on the football field, but off the field as well.
Just progress. I mean, that's what we've wanted from week one until now. He's more comfortable in every phase, and even in the engagement, understanding his teammates, understanding his coaches, understanding what it means to be the face of the organization day in, day out. You can't have a bad day. I mean, you're kind of the pulse of this place. You come in, you have a bad attitude or a bad day, it rubs off on everybody. And you can see he's definitely matured in the first month and a half, and hopefully that continues.
Now, I heard you laugh there when I played that. I get it. You're a humble guy, Shane, and you don't like to talk about yourself in the context of I was the face of the franchise. I totally get that. But you laugh there when Cliff said that, because I'm sure you could relate to that a little bit. You can't have a bad day when you're the face of the organization, can you?
No, yeah, that's one thing that changes, where you don't get the guy, you don't get to be the person coming into the clubhouse or into the locker room and help and asking someone to kind of carry you for that day. That just doesn't happen. That's not the way it's supposed to work. There's responsibility that comes with it, and that responsibility is you get to be the guy that's always encouraging. You get to be the guy that's always telling everyone how good they are and how important they are and how valuable they are to the organization and how you need to be the guy that guys can come to and count on. And that's huge. That's important, and it's hard. And the guys that I've been around that have been the best leaders and the guys that are the best faces of the franchises are the guys that do that naturally. And I think that's something that you definitely learn, and naturally you step into that. And that's exciting to hear that already in his first year he's seeing that.
How long did it take you to learn to be the face of the franchise and all the responsibilities that came along with it?
You know what? I was so fortunate, like we were talking about, where we had all those older veteran guys before, that I didn't really ever have to do that until...
You did, right? And then you did.
Until I did. And then it was kind of like, but Teppo Numminen was just, when he was a captain, he is just such a classy individual that just being around him kind of taught me a lot of just how you're a professional and the process matters and practices matter and being enthusiastic for the day that you've lost two in a row and you've had two bad games and you show up at the rink, you still have to be willing to do all the work. Those are just things that you just start to do. And I was fortunate to have him. And I remember when Teppo got traded is when I really realized that, okay, I was going to be the captain and that was going to be some responsibility. And that was probably when I realized that I'd have to kind of step up in an element like that. And again, I am in no way comparing myself in any way to the true guys that are franchise guys that carry their organizations for years. But I remember that day when Repo got traded that, okay, I gotta step up now.
Oh, you are a great leader. I mean, we joke and we kid with you all the time, but you are a tremendous leader, and you're one of the great faces of any franchise that's ever been here in Arizona. But when you were down, when you're the leader of the team and you're down and you're having a bad streak or a bad spell, who do you turn to pick you up? Does it have to be management or a coach, or can it be a player?
I don't think it's management. It can be a coach. I don't think it can be your head coach. It can be your head coach depending on the relationship that you have with them. But you have to have a pretty trusting relationship that the things you say aren't going to be used against you when you're really struggling. You know, it's that, you know, I feel like my feet aren't moving. I feel like I'm not creating any offense and all these things. And then that night when you're struggling, it's like, man, your feet aren't moving and you're not creating any offense.
Right.
You don't have that coming back at you from your coach. But that's important. Certain teammates, early on when my teammates were a lot more guys, where there was guys older than me and guys that I really wanted to, I relied on a lot. It was definitely my teammates a lot. And then at the end, towards the end of my career, it was Stan. It was Stan Wilson who I'd talked to so much.
The equipment manager.
It was huge to have him who had collateral with him. I mean, he knew that I was struggling, but he was going to be able to point out the things that were bad. And then he also was a guy that when things are going bad with the team or things are going bad with the organization and I needed someone to kind of vent towards that wasn't going to go past him, and I knew that it wasn't going to go past him, I could go into his office and sit down and be like, what is this? And why are we doing that? And what is the point? And he would kind of walk me back off that ledge. And that was huge to have. And I think every organization, you'll find guys like that, that you have to have people around you can trust that are going to have your back and understand that certain things are said in private aren't ever going to come out to anybody else.
Good win for the Yotes over Winnipeg on the road. But the bad news is they're going to be without Yarmarsson for probably 3 months. He is their best defensive defenseman, probably their best defenseman, blocking shots, three-time Stanley Cup winner. I mean, big, gigantic blow to the Coyotes. How much do you think that loss hurts them?
Well, it really hurts them, and especially with the way that they're playing as a unit so well defensively for not scoring, that's held them in those first three or four games and gave them a chance to get some points. So that's huge. That being said, they got some young guys. Capianco is a guy that's going to be fun to watch. He's a guy that it's probably last year took some steps without what happened last year, without him getting some ice time last year, he might be a little bit more nervous, but I think he's going to be able to step in and be big for them. But you don't know one guy replaces what Jarmelson does. He does so much for that team. And you talk to anyone on their team, they just rave about the guy and his individual, the way he prepares for himself individually, the way he's ready for every game, and the way he treats people on a whole. He's a huge part of the identity of that team, and that's tough to replace. That part's going to be really hard to replace.
Don, good stuff as always. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for coming on for a few.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. All